that kind of crap all the time. But you really got to be careful. All your information is out there. They're using some social engineering. They'll figure out who's in HR, who's CFO, COO, all this stuff. And then they'll use some leverage. They'll get people to change direct deposits. That's a huge scam right now. That's the one that was going on yesterday with our CFO. I was with a client yesterday and they told me that they accidentally paid a fake contractor $140,000. You know,
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Toss C3 podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of Toss C3, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing great, Neil. Excited. June. Let's go.
June. Yes, let's go. Exactly. Especially when you're in the Northeast and you're in Texas, it's like, oh no, it's going to be hot and I am going to be staying indoors. Today's topic is dog. It came again from cybersecurity news, and it's a Dodge Rat Android malware mimic popular apps to steal sensitive data. And the thing that concerns me is, I'm sure this is happening with Apple as well. Apple probably has lots of ways to hide news in Google or different things, is that apps are a way you can mimic apps. People download apps that really aren't the apps from the company, and then they have all your access, right?
Yeah, you know, it's so difficult. But it's just like phishing, right? It's just like getting an email from Netflix to update your credit card, or, you know, make sure your membership is the way it's supposed to be because we had, you know, a security issue. But it looks like that, right? So people click on it and they get ransomware. You know, it's the same thing in the App Store. You really need to do some research. Like when you're going to, let's say you're gonna download Coinbase on your Android or your iPhone. So you go to the App Store, you go to the Play Store, and you know it's probably easier to do on the Play Store than the Apple's store, because the App Store, I mean, they put you through so many hoops and they test everything and they kind of control what goes up there and all of that. But anyway, let's say that somebody did slip by and they somehow were able to do a reverse on once you got it in there. You know, now everything that you put in is going to them. So you had to make a deposit. It looks like you have it, but it's in their bank. You buy some Bitcoin, you make a profit, you send it, you sell it, boom, and they have it. So you really have to be super careful, and it's everything. But you know, another thing I wanted to mention, Neil, is something that, you know, parents really should be aware of, is that there are a lot of apps that are kid friendly supposedly, but they have hidden things in them where it allows them to chat to each other, send inappropriate pictures to each other. There are people that are probably monitoring these apps that you don't want, you know, anything bad to happen to your children. So, you know, parents, please, you know, take a proactive step with your kids. Double check everything. Make sure they show you what the applications are, and do some research online as well, you know, because all of this stuff today is decoy. It looks like this, but it's really that. So you got to be super careful. I'll tell you, just yesterday, my CFO, I was having a chat, you know, with her after lunch. She said to me, you know, hey, it's so odd, you know, that our CIO, you know, he asked me to change the bank. He's changing banks, and, you know, and our sales guy's changing banks. Well, as soon as I hear changing banks, you know, I hit the brakes real quick. I said, did you call them? She said, you know, not yet. I haven't got around to it. I said, I'm going to call them right now. So I picked up the phone, called them, and they were laughing because they're like, yeah, no, I'm all set. Don't change my bank. You know, it's good. But we got two at our company too, and we get this all the time. You know, hey, send me some money. Greg said, send me money. Greg said, buy me gift cards and send me the gift cards. You know, that kind of crap all the time. But you really got to be careful. All your information is out there. They're using some social engineering. They'll figure out who's in HR, who's CFO, COO, all this stuff. And then they'll use some leverage. They'll get people to change direct deposits. That's a huge scam right now. That's the one that was going on yesterday with our CFO. I was with a client yesterday and they told me that they accidentally paid a fake contractor $140,000, you know, because they sent them the wiring instructions. They called the person, but they called the number that the person had given them in the email, not, you know, something that they had on their own Outlook or in the old days, the Rolodex, right? And so they sent it, but luckily, you know, within 30 minutes, they realized probably not good and they pulled it back. and they didn't lose the money. I have another client, very sad, right around Christmas. They sent $443,000 to pay a contractor, wired it off. A month later, the contractor said, "Hey, I've been sending you my bills. When are you going to pay me?" And they're like, "We paid you." And they're like, "No, you didn't." So, you know, what happens is the emails get hacked. People set up, you know, like a little script, you know, a rule, if you will. Look for the word invoice. If you see the word invoice, send it to my cell phone. You know, so now it's off that production person that you hijacked. And then now they have something to work with. And then they go to town and they're stealing money left and right.
Oh, my. So the best thing to do, as we talked about, apps, anything, is be aware. Don't download anything unless you really can verify it. Trust and verify every time. But contact Greg today, especially, because he will be able to kind of lead you through, see if your employees are following the best practices, if you're following the best practices, and Greg will spend that time to see if you really need his services, which I think everyone needs Toss C3. So thanks again, Greg.
Thanks, Neil.
All right, that was the Toss C3 podcast, guys. Take care.